Anybody remember last Sunday? We had a little snow and ice here, and of course, you know, after everybody went home, it must have been, I don't know, 9 o'clock or something like that. I went into my office, and I was reading and studying and doing some things, and all of a sudden, I hear this screaming. I thought, that sounds like Cheryl. And then I thought, oh my goodness, she's probably opened the door and Lily ran out in the dark. So she's probably out there chasing the dog. So I thought, oh goodness gracious, I guess I better... So I jumped up and ran up to the front door and run out the front door and listened, and I heard the scream again. And I could tell it was coming from down this way. So I come running down the sidewalk out there, or the asphalt, and there lay my honey bunny on her backside on that black mat out there on the ground. She had stepped out of this church onto that slick mat, which was frozen. And guess what happened? Her feet went out from under her, and she hit the ground. And, of course, I reached down and grabbed her by the arm and told her, I said, "Get up, woman." You know, like Dave says, you would never pass your pastoral care class in college. So, I mean, I'm a man of faith. What am I going to do? I'm going to get her up. I'm going to praise the Lord that she's not hurt, that she has no broken bones. But I'm telling you what, we got her up, and, you know, she was okay. But I've had to, well, I will have to say, when you're married, you really have plenty of opportunities to practice your prayer life. So this week I prayed over her several times. You know, she's had soreness and everything, and of course I've had to pray over her, you know, to keep her going. But praise God, she's up and feeling better. But you know, it's something, what really gets me is faith that we don't know what it means. We really don't understand what faith is. You know, whenever you take God's word and something like this happens, you pray and then you say it's done. It don't make any difference whether the pain's still there. Now, this is the part that's difficult. It's to get up and go do what you've done before, and the pain's still there. Somebody prayed, but the Lord said, it's done. So you got to act like it's done. And the quicker you really act like it's done and know it's done in your heart, the quicker the pain will go away. You know, that's just like, I remember as Cheryl fell there, I remember when I was building our little condo, or whatever you want to call this thing, our little apartment or bedroom and living room, whatever, on the back of the ministry center where we was going to live. When I was building that, I had the concrete poured and I had most of the outside done, and I had the door in with the threshold down, but I didn't have the concrete porch poured yet, and it come a rain. And after where the porch was, it all just kind of filled in with water, and a real slick silt of dirt come right up to the back door. Well, I never give it a thought. You know, I was here, I was, that's been, I guess, what, 2 or 3 years ago or something like that, whatever. Anyway, I'm 72 now, so if it, 4 years ago, I was 68 at the time. You know, I don't know how old I was at the time, but somewhere along in there, 3 or 4 years ago. And I went running out to the barn to get something, and so I just opened the door and stepped out. And when I did, that slick stuff, boy, my feet went just like hers did on that ice, just like that. And, of course, I screamed. Now, if you're going to scream, here's the word to scream. Jesus. Oh, you all know that. Jesus! You don't scream something else, do you? Now, I see some people that when they start to get hurt, they use a profane word. You know, boy, you don't want to do that. You want to scream, Jesus. And as I went down, of course, I brought my arm back under me, and I hit right across the threshold. I mean, when my feet went out from under me, I fell flat on my back, right across the threshold that's about 2 inches high, right across the center of my back, and right on my arm. Now, the minute I hit the ground, I never even give it a thought. I just jumped back up and said, Father, I want to thank you and praise you that I have no bruises, no pain, and no soreness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, see, the word says in Mark 11:23, whatever you say with your mouth, if you can believe it with your heart, you can have it. Amen. Almost nobody believes the word. I mean, as Christians, we don't really believe this book means what it says. Because if it really means what it says, then we should be able to overcome everything in the name of Jesus. Is that right? There should be nothing that can hinder us. So anyway, I mean, I just bounced up and got up and went on and did my thing and do whatever I was doing that night. I told Cheryl about it. And of course, my woman of great faith, what? You fell across the threshold flat on your back? Pull your shirt off. I want to see your bruise. Now, see, that's, I said, I don't have no bruise. She said, I'm telling you, if you fell across that threshold, I know you've got a bruise. I said, honey, I have no bruise. See, she's still learning how to walk by faith. She's learning. It's like I told her today. I said, honey, I live in a different place than where you live. She said, I know it, but I'm trying my best to get there. But that's where we're all trying to get, right, Ferris? We're trying to get to that place of faith. Because in that place of faith, great things can happen. I mean, God is a faith God, and he knows your heart. And so whenever I finally took my shirt off, I said, okay, I'll take my shirt off. I'll let you look at it. But I said, woman, I guarantee you there's going to be no bruise on my back. And there was no bruise. She couldn't believe it. She saw it, and she still couldn't believe it. But are we all learning to walk by faith? Amen. We are learning to walk by faith. Now, God has raised me up to a position of faith and allowed me to do these things to show you what is available by faith. Is that right, Ferris? I mean, when we get a hold of the Word, we ought to pray about everything, shouldn't we? Yes, I mean, we shouldn't do anything without praying about it. We should ask God for wisdom and knowledge and everything, how to do everything every day instead of getting up and going through half of the day and everything going wrong. And then you think, if there anything else that could go wrong today, I guess it will. And it does. Instead of getting up in the morning and say, Lord, I am a son of God. I'm a joint heir with you. You're my father. You're my brother. All things belong to me because I am your child. I got tickled this week. Ida was out helping us. She came out and helped us a little this week. And we were sitting there talking. And she said, Pastor, I feel so good when I'm in this place. She said, almost no place in the world do I feel as comfortable as I do when I'm in this place. Is that what you said? She said, this is a different place. She said, here everybody loves everybody. It's a different place. Well, let me take you to a place in the Scripture that Jesus told you to do something if you wanted to do it. Let me show you what he said in John 13, 34 and 35. Now, I want you to see, Jesus said, you can do this if you want to. I want you to see what he said in John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you. Uh-oh. That's not if you want to, is it? Is this a new commandment? It's kind of like in the old commandment when he gave us the Ten Commandments, isn't it, Terry? He didn't.
Always for our good.
Yeah, it's always for our good. He didn't say, love me with all your heart, mind, and strength for no purpose, did he?
Right.
He said, you are to love me with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength, and you're to have no other God besides me. Is that what he said?
Yes.
Now, that's if you want to, right?
No.
That's a commandment from God. Well, this is a commandment from him too. Look what he says. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Now, why do you think God commanded us to love one another, Rosemary? Now, I would have never said that about you, but I'm glad you said that yourself. Because we are hard to love, aren't we? You know, I mean, we're not easy to love. You know, I mean, even when you're married and you got a mate, you know, that's supposed to love you with all their heart, there is days when you wake up when you want to get them. You know what I mean? I know none of y'all ever been there. Well, maybe it's not your husband, Ida. Maybe it's your sister or something you want to get, or your brother. But there's the day. But we're all like that. Because we are not easy to love. That's why God commanded us to love one another. Look what he said. A new command I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now that even makes it a little bit more stringent. I'm not just to love you, Betty. I'm to love you like Christ loved you. That's tough, isn't it? Oh my goodness gracious alive. That's the ultimate kind of love. Now, he says, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Now, why do you think Ida said she feels so good at this place when she's out here? Is there bickering and biting and fighting and going on out here?
No.
Never. What does go on out here, Kim?
Lots of love.
Do we feel good when we're in a place where love's going on?
Yeah.
Real love. You know, real love. In fact, I might ask this question. If you were going to solve the world's problems, does the world have problems?
Yeah.
Oh, do they have problems? You know, if I could take each one of y'all, and if I could put every one of us in a room, and I say, okay, I want each one of you to tell me what you would do to solve the world's problems. Do you know that every one of you would have a different answer? You know, I mean, it's amazing how we see certain issues in life, and you think, well, if everybody would just do this, then we would solve the world's problems. But there's more than one issue to solve the world's problems, if you look at it like that. But what would really solve the world's problems?
Obey God.
First, we got to believe that He is, don't we? You know, that's the problem with people. You know, the average person, you ask, I'm talking about people in church. When I talk to people in church, do you believe God's real? Well, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I hope so. Are you going to heaven when you die? Well, nobody can really know that. I hope so. Let me ask you a question.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Walk in Love as Jesus Walked, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.